It's Jeff Healey. Hey, welcome to our live stream of tonight's show. The actual show starts in about 30 minutes. This is our pre-show. And that was Jeff Healey and the Jeff Healey Groove. That was in Stuttgart, Germany. And those blind guys, you visual, you know, sight impaired people, you got such, I mean, Jesus. See, I think of all the blind musicians that I've known. George Shearing was the first I was introduced to. My father was a fan of his. George Shearing was a piano, jazz piano player from Great Britain who had a very distinct sound. Jazz, but he also, I would say the guy's like an easy listening type guy. And then Jose Feliciano was the next one that was very, very famous. But also because I listened to a lot of blues, Blind Lemon Jefferson. Sonny Terry was missing one eye. A number of you know, visually impaired. Rahsaan Roland Kirk is a jazz artist. He was a Roland Kirk, I believe, was blind. I saw him at the Watts Summer Jazz Festival when I was 19, back in 71. I took my girlfriend, and at the end of his set, he was kneeling and smashing all the furniture on stage. And I don't know, you know, it's like performance art. And his quote that night, I've quoted ever since then, where he said, "If you can't dig this music, you might as well just split off the planet." And I thought, that is a fucking great, it's a great quote. So that was Roland Kirk. And then I saw, not that I saw, but then the other cats that came along would be, look at Jeff Healey was one. And since then, since the Jose Feliciano years, there was the country singer, Ronnie Gibbs, right? Or it was a female, I believe. Gibbs, last name. Fuck, I don't know, man. All I know is them cats can play. I'm going to find some George Shearing here so you guys know it. By the way, I took this picture the other night. I was on my way to the store. And I passed by the channel going into Channel Islands Harbor. And I said, Jesus Christ. So I pulled into the near the jetty there. And there were a lot of people standing on the rocks there, you know, in the foreground. Those two jetties have walkways on them. And there were a ton of people obviously had the same idea I had. And everybody had gotten out of their cars and they pulled over and they were this, that, something else and hanging out. And it was beautiful. The weather in terms of the temperature was great. It was really, it was just a great night and that spectacular sky. So there's that. And we got a show to do. Why was I not here on Friday? I was not here on Friday because I had a work commitment on Thursday night and Friday that took me into Los Angeles. I tried to get the show done, couldn't do it. I had a lot of stuff. I had a lot of work I had to do during the period of time that I would be doing the show. So we had a encore performance, and I try to keep those at a minimum. But this is here in Hollywood. It's called pilot season. And that means they're shooting pilots for TV shows that they hope will get on the air. And that's when they're auditioning a lot of actors. So that's that. And then let me see what else. That's it. Oh. God damn it. I'm forgetting to do this too, man. Hold on. Fucking hold on. It's also hotter than shit in here, man, and I know that couldn't possibly be the case because it's been cold as a witch's boob around here, too. So I don't know what's happening, man. Where you at, Shane? Okay. That's the beta link. What? Okay. Ugh, Jesus. Oh, characters inside the actor studio. And I want to get the work document. Here we go. I want you to know that we are going to be we've selected some of the BSPs to be testers, just that the beta version is, and I shouldn't have told you this because I was, you know, told not to, but you guys know that we do, but we're tweaking it still, and then we want you to test. Now, there is a little sort of rollout schedule here that here it is. I found it. And let me say this. Okay, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the new look and the feel of the website. I'll do that on the air, but I'll do it to you BSPs first. The site is going to be completely the opposite in terms of the coloration, in terms of the presentation from what we have now. What we have now was really designed back when we were doing talk radio, you know? And by that, I mean, even when we were doing the callers, you know, we said we had to present this look of a serious talk show. It was dark, signifying nighttime, cigarette smoke. You've seen it. And we are lightening it up, brightening it up. It's going to have a sky blue look. We have, instead of a photograph of me, we have a caricature of me. And this is going to be a full revamp of the site. So the look and the feel is, as I said, it's going to be, I would say, more of a caricature-looking thing. It will no longer be a really dark, you know, nighttime website. This is going to be a site that you guys, I think, are going to like. It's going to be intuitive to navigate, a lot more user-friendly, a variety of places into which you can enter the archives through a character or through a featured clip. But each one of these places will allow you a good portal into the archives. The other thing will be, in terms of our merchandise, we're going to make that a lot more sensible and user-friendly. I'm not going to tell you too much about that. For all of our BSP members, we completely have revamped the way the archive works to make it a lot easier for you to access the hours and hours of content. Please keep an eye out on social, because we're going to be posting little sneak peeks of the site, of me. Okay, that'll be on Twitter, but also Facebook, our Facebook fan page, because that allows, I think that's a better place. I think everybody agrees that Facebook, the fan page, is a far better place to present, you know, our show in terms of, you know, what we're talking about here, a brand new website. So, that is that as for now. Now we've got a few more announcements to make as we proceed. You're going to hear me repeat all this shit on the show today. And when I say today, we call this the Sunday Monday. And so, like that, you know. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing. But I got to tell you, I just dig it. And I don't want to lay out too much stuff here, but I like it. And I got to tell you one other thing. It's very professional. It's going to be a very, very professionally presented. It's going to look professional. And look, man, you hear what we do. It's fucking goofball. It's goofy. It's, you know, the site needs to reflect that. But the only fucking time I have any fun anymore in my life is that goddamn show. Everything else is so, I'm kidding. Well, lately. But I mean, seriously. And I go out to dinner every Saturday night. And Maria, I told you, my ex, Maria, is having hip replacement surgery. So I'm going to help her with that. I'm going to, she'll probably regret the day that she ever, you know, accepted my help. But she's going to stay at the house. You know, you can't climb stairs. And we have all of our living space at the house is on one level. So So we've been hanging out a little bit, and she's, like I said, she's, hey, everybody, I mean, I'm sorry, man, but I'm an old motherfucker, and cats that I know are getting hip replacement surgery. You know? Like, especially the athletes, like my friend the Swede, he had it done in June. He didn't say, January, he didn't say shit. I saw this email, a bunch of emails come through, and guys were saying, well, you're going to pick up the sticks, you know, and go out and play some golf. He's going, yeah, you know, what do you want to do? Well, and then they got around to his hip. I said, when the fuck did you have that done, man? He says, in January. And it's, you know, this whole thing about hip replacement, knee replacement, dude, this is almost like having your tonsils out now. Remember when we were kids? It's like, you know, bam, they got it down. It's just like not a fucking thing. I wouldn't say it's in out, but it is, you go home and they have you walking, according to this doctor, the next day. I mean, that was what I heard through, you know, the direct from the, so we'll let you know, you know, I'll let you know about that. All right, man. Look at James Harden. Rockets. Goddamn. I don't know. If you were to ask me, say, James Harden, I would have thought he was retired by now, James Harden. He's been around a fuck of a long time, hasn't he? Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. More likely, I don't know what I'm talking about. I notice now that all that baggy gear that was introduced in like the early 90s, it's now taken on a little bit more of form. It's not just bagged out, baggy ass looking shit, you know, like they used to have. It's now a little bit, it's a little better fit now. It's still long. The shorts are still much longer than they were in the 80s and 70s. But they're a little bit tighter fit, and I don't know, maybe they're tailoring this. Obviously, the teams looked at the style and said, well, all right, so that's what the guys want to wear. How do we make this shit look like, you know, they're not running around looking like they're in a clown costume or some shit. But, you know, it's a great... somebody was talking about basketball fights. And I said, you know what? Basketball fights are brutal. Baseball fights, we all know about baseball fights. They begin and they end and no harm, nothing, you know, whatever the fuck. Bunch of guys jump on each other. Football fights, they just don't happen because there's too many helmets and shit. Hockey fights are like part of the game. The most violent aspect of hockey isn't the fight. The most violent aspect of hockey is the fucking play. The fight comes after all of that. And the fight, it has there's a specific format to the fight. They dance around. They, you know, the refs let them go at it until they fall to the ice. Then the refs jump on them and they say. But basketball fights are neither part of the game, nor is there any protective gear, nor are dudes coming out and piling on. Basketball fights are serious one-on-one fights, and guys get badly injured. I mean seriously injured. If they get clocked, and I forget the guy, you old-timers remember in the 70s, that one dude that took a full fucking fist to the face, and he was out for a long time. He became coach. What's the guy's name? Tom Yanovich? Is that his name? Rudy? He took a goddamn fist from somebody, and I mean, it caved his fucking side of his face in. It was ugly. It was scary. Those big dudes, man, you know, they throw a punch and it connects. I don't give a shit who they're hitting. It could be hitting a guy bigger than them. It's going to be. So when I see these melees on a basketball court, it's like, God damn it. There's nothing funny about it to me. Nothing fucking funny about it to me. You're going to end a guy's career just like that, you know. These cats were talking on the radio today, going, ah, man, I just love seeing those fights. Not me. Yeah, remember in the 70s and 80s when the cats were going at it? I mean, he said, these guys are thinking about it like it was the old time, like the good old days. No, not for me, it wasn't. I mean, I that stuff was all very devastating to watch because you're looking at the possibility of somebody's career being seriously impacted. I didn't come to the fucking basketball game to see that shit. You know, basketball is a ballet of sorts. It's physical, but it ain't. You're not there to see a lot of contact. You're there to see a lot of skill in terms of shooting, dribbling, et cetera, et cetera. and hopefully your favorite team wins. Now then, I will not let you watch my TV. Okay. All right, let's get our shit together, Henry. Come on, man. Come on, Henry. Quit fucking around. Quit it, man. Quit it, man. I had a really funny Bob Green bit. I was laughing my ass off today, and now I can't even think of what it was. God damn it. I was reading something. I don't write down half the shit that I should. I don't know why I don't. Because I always think I'm going to remember it. Let me see. They had a thing on here about Marcus Dupree. Any of you guys remember Marcus Dupree from Oklahoma, the running back? What happened to him, man? Because Marcus Dupree went into the USFL. He didn't go into the NFL. Did he have a career in the NFL? I know he signed for a shit pot load of money with the New Orleans team in the USFL, which had been the Boston team and which eventually became the Portland team. That's how, you know, that was a cool league. I had season tickets for the Express, and then they decided they wanted to completely overturn the entire intent of the league. The entire intent of the league was to play in the spring because there was no competition there. It was PBA bowling and, you know, other than basketball and hockey, which was not as big a ratings grabber as football and early season baseball, there really isn't shit to watch. And football was a great opportunity. It was a great, I don't know, alternative. That was the whole point. And then along came guess who? You got it. Motherfucker, fuck anything up. I'm fucking dying. It's so fucking hot in here. I don't know why, but it is. And did you guys spring ahead with your clock? Why are they giving this Tommy Lahren? What is she got a really good show or something? Because they should give her a lot of play. Conservative firebrand Tommy Lahren ripped into Samantha Bee on Friday night, all while bemoaning the double standard when it comes to liberals and conservatives criticizing bad behavior. Lahren faced out with Democrat strategist Jessica Tarlov to discuss how Bee mocked Kyle Coddington, a cancer patient at CPAC, by making a joke about his Nazi hair. Bee has apologized over the incident, though Lahren opined that the outrage of Bee's misfired joke would have been much worse if Bee was a conservative media. Oh, fuck off. Jesus Christ. These fucking people, man. I didn't see this fucking thing. Madeline McCain? Oh, Madeline McCain, that little girl. They're still looking for her.
Well, thank you very much, Phil. It's great to be with you. I got to tell you that we're very proud of the fact that we're taking out the self-checkout machines at Fraser Foods because we believe in our people. We believe in people. And we want people to succeed. And
even though it would be cheaper for you, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely be cheaper to just keep the self-checkout machines. But I don't want that. I want to keep our checkers there. I want to be able to keep an eye on them. Well, I don't mean to keep an eye on them, but I want to be able to keep an eye on
Stand up in the ding-ding. God, I was watching a soccer game today from Minnesota. It was like the field was covered with snow. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Jesus Christ. Where is that? New Orleans or Chicago? Chicago. Wait a minute, man. No, that's wrong. Maybe I'll just do a show today without characters, because I stopped doing that Monday, fill-only Mondays, remember? Give the crew the day off. Go back and edit and... Yeah, sure, man. That's the ticket.
I'm working right now, girl.
Yeah. Ta-da! Here she is. Bugging me, bugging me, bugging me. I'm working right now, toots. There she is, just kind of looking around. Gotta get a dog friend for you. Ta-da. There's her feet. There's the other feet. All right, toots. So we're going to go and do some work right now, and I will talk to you later on. All right, girlfriend? Okay.
Here we go. Here. What's wrong, Thunder?
She, like, looked under the table and ran off. Okay. Okay, now let me just do one more thing here. I know what I got to do. No, wrong. One more thing, then we'll be done. Thank you for joining the campaign. Thank you for standing up. Thank you for overwhelming support. Our race is the first competitive congressional election. Winning would send... We take a special election strategy survey. It's going to be a tough race. Take a short strategy survey. No, I don't know, man. I'm going to do it now. Okay, what am I looking for? I'm looking for Aaron's email. Here it is. Week of 313. That's this week, right? Yeah. Okay, where's the schedule? Ay. Fuck. Oh, fuck. What day is that? Monday? Sure enough, it's Wednesday. That rocks the fuck out of it, man. It's a good thing. All right, Wednesday. All right. What is this, man? Yeah, I want that. I want this. I need podcast one. I got a line on you, babe.
I'm Rob Cisternino, the aptly named Rob Has a Podcast, where we're creating fun, smart conversation around reality TV games.
Awesome. What the fuck is this, man? Give me that motherfucker.
Seconds left in regulation, and right now you're not thinking jump shot.
All right, man.
Woohoo!
All right,